Well, Captain Blaze, in spite of his good intentions and change of heart, is in a bad spot. He is under arrest by General Chang and is sentenced to face a firing squad. Both Terry Lee and April Kane tried to plead with the general, but it was no use. Blaze was granted an hour or so to leave. Now, in just a moment, we'll join these people on the Burma Road in China in today's transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Now, just supposing, boys and girls, that somebody were to tell you this. Supposing they said that you could get a Terryscope exactly like the one that Terry has, and a decoder that showed you a secret Chinese code and how to flash messages at night. And along with all that, you got a game board and directions for playing two swell games. And suppose they said that the whole thing, the Terryscope with its 8 super special features, all of it, was being offered for just 10 cents and 2 labels. Why, you'd jump at the chance to get one. Well, kids, that's exactly what I'm here to tell you now. All those things, the Terryscope and the secret codes and games and special tricks, they're all yours for only 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. Yes, Libby has made it possible for you to get this unique, exciting Terryscope. And if you're smart, you'll get yours right away. The labels you'll need come from two of the world's grandest tasting juices, Libby's Tomato Juice and Libby's Pineapple Juice. They're juices your mother will be glad to get because they're so delicious and they give you important vitamins. So ask her right away to get them, a can of Libby's Tomato Juice and one of Libby's Pineapple Juice. On the back of one label, print your full name and address. Then mail those labels, along with a 10-cent coin, to Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, you know how to spell Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. Well, kids, you get those labels and get them in the mail with your dime, and the next thing you know, you'll be having the thrill of a lifetime. Yes, sir, when the mailman brings your Terryscope, you'll sure say it's a red-letter day. Gosh, but this Terryscope is a beauty. It's got a shiny finish, and it's decorated with Chinese characters and a big dragon and pictures of the dragon lady and Pat and the other friends of yours. So hurry, kids. Get your order in to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Terry and April and Captain Blaze were surprised by the sudden appearance of the Chinese general, Chang, and a company of soldiers. They arrived unexpectedly at the Blaze headquarters in the mountainous region of the Burma Road. Blaze was immediately arrested. And now, we join April, who is busy removing some things from the Blaze headquarters before General Chang's men demolish the place.
Oh, my darling Nellie Gray, they have taken you away, and I'll never see my darling anymore. I was sitting by the river. Terry! Oh, Terry! I'd better tell him to be sure and get his coat and scarf out of this building. Oh, my darling Nellie Gray, they have taken you away, and I'll never see my darling anymore. I'd sure like to take this vase home with me. Nope, guess I better not. I was sitting by the river.
April, let's get out of here. I'll be blowing this place up pretty soon.
All right, Terry. Will you help me carry this stuff out?
Okay, but let's hurry.
All right. Here's your coat and scarf.
Thanks. Sure you've got everything?
Yeah,
Well, we ought to be all right here, April. You know, I don't know what else we can do about Captain Blaze. Golly, it seems terrible that he should be sentenced to...
Yes. I don't know what else we can do. We said everything we could think of to the general, but...
If only Pat would come back. Maybe he could talk Chang out of it.
Mr. Ryan ought to be back by this time.
Every moment he stays away means trouble for Blaze. Remember what General Chang said. If Pat didn't return soon, he'd never see Blaze alive.
Yes. Chang's only going to let the captain live till the soldiers clean out the building.
Oh, you see, April, what'd I tell you? They're getting ready for the big blow-up now. They're stringing those wires out along the ground, getting ready to demolish the place.
You mean blow it up?
Yes.
In there where we were? Why didn't you say so? Oh, dear. I suppose it'll make a big noise, huh?
Well, most explosions usually do.
Seems a shame to blow up a building.
Yeah, but that's war. The idea is to destroy things so the enemy can't make use of them.
And when they finish with that, then will they get rid of Captain Blaze?
Yeah, that's the idea. That's why I wish Pat would show up. He's got a quick way of talking. He might persuade Chang to do something else.
Like putting the captain in jail?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear. The person I feel sorry for is Cheery. She's over there now, talking with her father. She must feel terrible.
Yeah. Sure too bad for her.
What's that guard saying?
Oh, he's waving everybody back. Come on, let's get over here behind these rocks.
What's the matter, Terry?
Well, there's going to be an explosion soon. They're going to wreck the building.
Did they get everything out first?
Well, I suppose so. Everything they can use for themselves. Their work will soon be finished. Easy enough to see that. Then they'll turn their attention to Captain Blaze. Then start back for the town of Lashio or some other place.
Terry, we'd better go and talk to General Chang again. Maybe we can change his mind.
Hey, what's all this about changing somebody's mind?
What? Oh, look, Terry, it's Mr. Hennig.
No, where did you come from? Dude Hennig, how are you?
Didn't you kiddies get my message? I circled around in the plane.
Yes, we got it. You said to hold out, but help was arriving. And gracious, it arrived. But of all the trouble... Well, I never want to hold out for trouble, Mr. Hennig.
Well, look, Pigeon, you're very cute and you have a dirty face, but I can't make sense out of what you're saying. Can you, Terry?
Why, yes, dude. Yeah, we got your message. Did you land the plane near here?
Well, I didn't bail out in a chute. Yeah, I set the crate down about a half mile from here. Oh. See, the boys are going to do a little blasting, huh?
Yeah, they're going to blow up the headquarters of Captain Blaze.
And then they're going to line him up against the wall, if they can find a wall.
Firing squad, huh? The old scoundrel has finally been caught, thanks to you and Pat.
That's just it, dude. If it hadn't been for Captain Blaze, we might not be alive today. And we can't see him done away with.
Whoa. Slow down, Terry. Tell me, what's the picture?
Well, Blaze was a smuggler and all that, but since we've been here, he's tried to help us against the Dragon Lady.
Oh, I see.
Not only that, but he has a daughter. She's going to feel awful if her father's... Poor Cheery Blaze.
Poor what?
Cheery Blaze. It's a name.
Stranger. Hey, let me get this straight. General Chang has arrived.
Yes, with his soldiers.
And he's arrested Blaze and is going to have him shot, right?
No, it isn't right. It's wrong.
All right, so I'm wrong about it being right. Well, what have you folks done about the trouble?
Well, we talked and pleaded with Chang, but he won't listen. Golly, if only Pat would show up, maybe he could save Captain Blaze's life.
Hey, you're pretty fond of the old villain, aren't you?
Well, wouldn't you be if he saved your life and all that?
Yeah, but this is a war.
Oh, fiddle faddle. Captain Blaze can be a lot of help to General Chang. He won't be any good dead, but he can help if he's alive.
Well, that makes some sense to me, but...
Say, maybe you have some influence with Chang. Maybe he'll listen to you.
Well, I can try, but I'd better be good. If you kiddies couldn't move him, there's not much I can do.
Oh, will you, Mr. Hennig? Just dream up something good.
Well, like Connie used to say, the best way to make your dreams come true is to wake up. Come on, let's see what we can do with General Chang.
I'm not the one to discredit the good work of yourself, Mr. Hennig. And your request that I spare the life of Captain Blaze springs from sincere motives.
Oh, look, General... I'm used to seeing people go into battle and not come up. So are you. But, I have a reason for this request.
You wish to save the life of Captain Blaze because he is a friend of Terry Lee.
Oh, sure. That's in my mind. But, there's something else. Something far more important.
Indeed?
Now, look. He's of no value to anybody if he's under the lilies. But he can be of value to you.
Not to me.
Well, to me, then. Put it that way. I can use him. I can use his knowledge and information about the Burma Road. You know what my job is. Pilot a plane over the invaders' lines to fly along the road. And, well, I think I've done my bit and a lot more.
Yes, you have indeed, Mr. Hennig.
And where are my medals? My chest is big enough, but I have no medals. But do I kick because I can't advertise the fact that I'm a hero? Really, I don't give a hoot about all that Jim Crack hocus-pocus. But instead of a citation and a few glad words, let me have Captain Blaze alive and kicking. Let him be my prisoner, and I'll be responsible for it.
You are indeed a very strange man, Mr. Hennig.
Sure, I'm a screwball. I'm a freak. I love to stick my neck out. But I want Captain Blaze turned over to me alive. How about it?
And what if he escapes? What if he makes trouble?
Let me worry about that, General Chang. Well, you see, I have no family, and I'd like to take the big, oversized, red-whiskered guy under my wing. But on the level, General, if I'm going to fly a plane and view the Burma Road from the air, I'm sure this old scoundrel can serve us well. Suppose, let's put him on probation and find out.
Mr. Hennick, I would not consider such a request from any other man. But in your case, I'm weak. But should there be any unfortunate results from this arrangement, you will answer for it.
Oh, I see. Well, that suits me, sir. Then it's a deal, huh? You release Blaze in my custody.
Temporarily. Until his worthiness is established.
Okay. That suits me, too. Thank you, General. You won't be disappointed. Incidentally, I'll tell Blaze about this, if you don't mind. First, I'll go see Terry in April.
Well, dude, what luck?
Yes, Mr. Hennick.
Well, you never know till you try. General Chang has released Blaze into my charge, for the time being.
Swell.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Collie, it's a load off my mind.
Yeah, and a load on mine. What can I do with Blaze? I can't fly him all over the country. He weighs too much in the first place, and besides, I don't even know the fellow.
Well, it doesn't matter. At least you saved his life.
Yeah, but how can I take charge of him? He's supposed to be my prisoner.
Oh, that's easy to arrange.
Here we go with a brilliant idea.
All you have to do is tell him something else.
Huh?
Say, that's right. Blaze doesn't know his life has been saved, does he?
No, it's my job. I'm going to tell him now.
Well, what did you have in mind, April?
Well, I was just thinking. His daughter, you know, Cheery.
Yeah?
Well, she's had an awful hard time trying to make him go straight. And he used to laugh at her and all that.
Well?
Well, why can't Mr. Hennick dream up a story about how Captain Blaze is under the command of his daughter?
You mean the father has to be responsible to the daughter for what he does?
Or else he'll be arrested again and shot. That's swell, April, a swell idea.
Well, what's so swell about it?
You don't know Cheery Blaze, that's all. She's the best one to make her father behave. And you can tell Cheery the story, and then she'll tell her father. And believe me, from then on, he'll behave, because she holds his life in her hands. Come on. Let's tell Cheery the good news.
Gracious. I think I'd rather be lined up before a firing squad than be bossed for the rest of my life by Cheery Blaze. Poor old Captain Blaze.
Well, it isn't as bad as April makes out. But Blaze's life has been spared thanks to Jude Hennick. But now what is in store for Terry and the others? Will they encounter the Dragon Lady again? I'll give you a tip about that in just a moment. You know, kids, the sooner you send for your Terryscope, the more fun you're going to have. Listening to the show will be more fun when you have a Terryscope exactly like the one that's being used by Pat and Terry. And gosh, will you get a kick out of the secret codes and exciting new games and funny pictures of old Big Stoop. Now, here's how to get this swell Terryscope with its 8 extra special features. Take a label from a can of Libby's pineapple juice and one from Libby's tomato juice. On the back of one, print your full name and address. Then mail those two Libby's labels with a 10-cent piece to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, just 10 cents and those two Libby's labels, and you get an honest-to-goodness Terryscope with 8 special features. Boy, will you be thrilled when the mailman brings it to you. So get going, kids. Send for your Terryscope right away, quick. Now, in next Monday's transcribed adventure, Terry Lee and his friends will be plunged into another exciting adventure not far from the Burma Road. And if you like thrills aplenty, then be sure you get in on the fun and excitement of this great China story.